We're with Jack Ingmanson, who's manager of the Foundation Seed here at FCSU. And, well, Jack, you've been sitting here for, well, a couple days now. You're going to be heading back, but pretty good day down here.
Yeah, we had pretty good crowds today, lots of good questions. With the increase in the wheat price, especially the winter wheat price, a little more activity on interest of new varieties. They haven't raised winter wheat for a couple of years, and so they want to find out information on what's new and what problems there's been and what they want to plant for this coming fall.
What are some of the varieties that they're looking at?
Well, we've had two new releases from SDSU. Last year we released Thompson, which is a line that has good scab resistance and good standability and did very well East River this year. And then the other one was Oahe, which named after the Oahe Dam. We released a couple years ago, and that one does well across the state of South Dakota and had on a three-year average, I think it ranked fourth out of all the varieties tested in the eastern part of the state.
Is there going to be enough seed around in the winter wheat? Because there's kind of reduced the number of acres.
Well, there's a reduced number of acres, and, you know, of course, we had the drought last year, but the previous year we had a big crop, so we kind of ate through that, but we had a pretty average crop from visiting with producers here at the show. You know, a lot of that 50 to 60 bushel counts, and of course there's higher and lower at different spots depending on moisture, but the high temperatures we had in May was a big issue with our small grains. It cut our yields significantly, and especially with the spring crops when we got planted late in certain areas.
Now, did has Brad or Brent Turnip Seed, the seed manager of the seed lab, has he tested any of the winter wheat? Is it good quality?
Yeah, for the most part, there's some scab issues in some pockets. I've heard some lower germs in places. Stuff we've tested has been okay, and so in Brookings area. But there is some scab issues out there. Going up into the flowering of winter wheat, we were pretty dry, so a lot of people didn't treat their wheat because, obviously, with the prices, they were looking to reduce some input costs. But I think we had some problems there with scab. So, but I don't think it's a huge one like we've seen in the past, but it's a minor one that we're dealing with.
Well, we don't know what's going to happen to the spring wheat market. It's been going pretty good. Maybe it's a little down the last couple of days, but it seems like they're looking for milling wheat. Are there some new varieties coming out in the spring wheat? You know, we're going to see some rotations now, especially with some insect problems and yeast problems.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years since we released anything at FCSU. We released Boost and Surpass here a couple of years ago, and we have a couple lines we're looking at for next year. We're going to take one down for winter increase. We actually just got it back from New Zealand in the spring and put it in the ground and did some reselections on that. And that's just the nature of the beast. Sometimes things start segregating and they don't look so good in the field, so we go back to square one. But we've got a couple we're real excited about for next year.
But I know you're not a wheat breeder, but, Jack, it takes quite a few years to get a variety release, isn't it?
Yeah, we use winter increases three different generations out of that 11, 12 generations that you need. So it takes us 8, 9 years to get it out there. So you try to predict what's going to happen 8, 9 years from now. You don't know what you're breeding for. So you throw a lot of numbers at them, and usually you come up with something that's pretty good that meets the demands of what we have or the challenges that we have with disease.
I know it's sometimes kind of tough when you start talking about increasing the yield and the protein, which kind of go opposite directions in a way, but they're trying to throw a disease resistance in there. It gets a little tougher too, doesn't it?
Well, that changes. You know, we get different races, especially on the rust side, coming at you, and sometimes those races change, and if you don't have the gene in the variety, and then all of a sudden that gets hit pretty hard. So you continually try to throw different genes and multiple genes within the spring wheat or winter wheat, and hopefully you can stay ahead of the ballgame.
So you're going to have enough Foundation Seed. Do they have to be a number one grower, or can other guys do that?
Yeah, everybody has access to Foundation Seed. We have a grower status where, you know, people that have been in the system a long time have preference if the demand exceeds the supply. But if you're looking at a new variety, you know, certainly give us a call if that's something you're interested in. But we do have a system that people have been in there for a longer time get access to the newer varieties if we have high demand.
And if they have a foundation seed, then they can recertify that and sell if they want to.
That's correct. Yep. Yep. We're the base, the most pure source of that variety. You know, we go through and we clean combines completely out, you know, hopefully kernel-free. And so we're the base of that. And then generations down that are registered seed and then certified seed eventually.
I know Neil Foster, the manager of seed certification, he understands and he tries to get the word out. You can't certify or sell seed once in a while if it's not certified.
That's correct. We have plant variety protection on all our varieties, and that sells it can only be sold as a class of certified seed. And so if you're in violation of that, you're subject to fines and different consequences.
And sometimes it can be pretty harsh, too.
That's correct.
Well, Jack, I know, there's plenty of wheat there, both spring and winter wheat, but when do they have to get in touch with you for some of that spring wheat?
Spring wheat, our deadline's January 15th. Every year that's the same pace, and then after that point in time, it's first come, first serve. But we have good supplies going into next year, and so that shouldn't be a problem.
All right. Well, Jack, I know you got to get going. We appreciate you taking the time, but it's been a good time here at Dakota Fest, and have you ever had weather like this?
It's perfect. Usually we're sweating pretty good about this time of day, and I think it's going to be another beautiful day here.